Julie, Beth, Jeff, thank you. Let's give them some more love, please. That was a great rendition. Thank you. Thank you. So, life and living is learning to be in relationship. Everything that we do is relationship. I looked up in the dictionary, and the dictionary defines relationship as connection, association, involvement. Our life is learning to connect in many ways and to fit in. Connection with ourselves, honoring who we are, just as we are. Connecting with every aspect of life around us. We ask the question this morning, how am I connecting? The first and second commandment says to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself, to love yourself, to love your neighbor, and to love God. You see, all of that is in relationship. Love it all is connection. Be an active part of all that life has given us. We are always in relationship, whether we like it or not. This is the key to understanding today's talk. Everything I do, all that I am, is in relationship to life and living. How we relate is the key. Raymond Charles Barker, some of you know him. He was an associate of Ernest Holmes. And he said, anything we love increases, and anything we criticize moves out of our lives. Think of that for a moment. Anything we love increases, and anything we criticize moves out of our lives. We're all given free will and choice. How we relate to our life and to our living it. See, I've known a woman in my life who from the very beginning of her marriage, she was afraid her husband was going to leave her. So she's worried a lot, and she's been married now at least 50 years. He has not left her, but she left him a long time ago. Because of the fear that he was going to leave her, she left him. She removed herself from the relationship. So the whole time, she just kept being separate of her own accord. Married, but not in marriage. Alone. I don't talk to her much because her story is the same as it was back then. It's still the same today. We're in relationship. It depends on how we choose to be in relationship. And remember, love increases our good. So when we love, we increase our good. But when we criticize or when we're in fear, what we do is we shut the door on our good. We're saying, no, I don't deserve to be in any kind of good relationship or good whatever it is about life. Our beliefs and what we think and how we respond is the key to our well-being. Hear that. Our beliefs and how we respond is the key to our well-being in this life. Fears shut us out of life's full expression. Notice, her life is small because she claimed it to be small. Ernest Holmes said, it is done unto us as we believe. If we believe only a little, then only what we call a little shows up. if we believe that we don't have a right to a good life, that we don't have a right to all that we can imagine and more, we've closed the door. Now you have an idea of how our belief shapes our lives. Yes? Yeah? Everybody? I hope so. Being willing to love what it takes great courage. See, she didn't have courage to just love and to allow herself to be loved. Being willing to open to possibilities is what we learn to do here. Being open and expanding our mind, our sphere of availability, is that what we learn in Science of Mind and hopefully in this community. Being willing to open to possibilities. What are the possibilities that today you wish to open to? It begins with being honest about our fears. Let's see what comes up for you when I give you the talk title today, Money is God in Action. What comes up? I think it's very interesting that very few of our churches up until now talk about money. I love that next month, Science of Mind is all talking about peace and prosperity. Maybe we're finally getting over our fears that money is separate from God in action. Money is spiritual. Money is one, actually, the longest relationship that you've ever been in your life is not with your significant other, it is with money. And yet, why don't we talk about it more? I don't know about you, but I've been in relationship since I was at least 3 years old with money. Anybody else? And from then until now, I have been in relationship with money. But we forget to talk about relationship as money. How we think and feel about money is primary to our well-being. I think it's really important. You see, many of you who have been in class with me know I love money. And money loves me. It's funny because some people, when you want to talk about money, they get all scared. It's like, oh no, we don't talk about that. See, Raymond Charles Barker said, the moment we shift our attention from the concept that money is evil, dirty, not talked about, etc., to the belief that money is wonderful, money is good, then you will begin to have greater circulation of money in your life. Think about that for a moment. Why, if we're in relationship with everything in life, and we're definitely in relationship with money because it comes in and goes out, it comes in and goes out, comes in and goes out, why are we afraid of it? Why do we resist it, and why, and certainly in Science of Mind, do we not always talk about it? I never could quite understand that. Ernest Holmes said, change your thinking changes your life. We need to ask ourselves the question. And here comes the famous question. Because this is how we do it. Money is, you fill in the blank. Money is, let the thought come up. And by the way, red is the energy of money. It has been used from ancient history, from the Chinese, those little packets that are red that they, at the Chinese New Year, pay their debts off. They put it in the little red packet. Change your thinking changes your life. So now we want to go and we want to look at what we believe money is. If we believe that it's evil, that's an old belief, not one. Let's see. This is failing. Just a second. So think of some of the things you believe money is. Dirty. Do you know what I have people do in a class that I teach on money? I have them go to the bank and cash their paycheck. Years ago, I had this young woman, and she said, you know, I never make enough money. And I said, really? Tell me about it. And she says, yeah, I work three jobs, and I get a little bit from here, and a little bit from there, and a little bit from there. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to invite you to go and cash each one of those paychecks. She got a little scared about that, and she said, what? What are you talking about? I said, please cash each one of the paychecks, go to the bank, and take all that money and start to throw it around on your bed and roll in it. And then I said, take it, because she thought money was dirty. Here. She said, money's dirty. These exercises work, you guys. So then I said, well, take all that money and throw it in the washing machine. She said, you got to be kidding. I said, no. She said, well, I need that money to pay my bills. I said, well, you can return it to the bank. You see, when you cash your check and you say, I want all cash, please, they don't go and say, what are you going to do with it? They give you the cash. Now, you go back the next day after you've washed and cleaned your money, and you give it back to them, and you put it in your account. They don't say, but you just took it out yesterday. You have to keep it. Relationship with everything. It's important that we come into relationship with our money and we learn to love it. But before we can learn to love it, we have got to find out what we believe about it. What do you believe about your marriage? What do you believe about your job? What do you believe about the atmosphere? What do you believe, relationship? But isn't it interesting that we think money is ungodly? Money is God in action. It has to be. If everything is God, then money must be God in action. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Do you see? So for us to come into a better relationship with it, we have to first find out what we believe about it. Like that lady who spent like 50 years sure that her husband's going to leave her. I wonder if she's sorry he never did. Do you see? So now we want to find out, money is, fill out the blank, because only you can do that. I can get up here, I can tell you about money over and over and over again. This is the work we have to do individually. Or we can put, my job is, my husband is, and fill in the blank. To check in to see, where am I in relationship? And then we need to change it. What's the opposite of evil? Okay, good. What's the opposite of dirty? Clean. And then we start to change our thinking. Do you see, we can go on and on with this. Some people think that ministers shouldn't talk about money. Money is God in action. I know this. I watch it. I believe it. It works in my life. I see it working in everyone's life. And now you can read about it in the Science of Mind magazine. This is how we come into relationship with everything. Everything about life that we might be pushing against, because we're here to understand that we're spiritual beings having a human experience, and this is what we need to learn. How do I wish to have this human experience, and how can I open to a greater expression of that? See, I've been privileged to watch lives change and relationships grow because they started to understand. By the way, the woman that I suggested she go home and wash her money, she hadn't realized, she hadn't put all those paychecks together and realized she was making a lot of money. She's changed her belief about it. And then she just started to escalate her receptivity to greater abundance and greater prosperity. Today, she's making very good money. The other woman who is still 50 years worried that her husband's gonna leave her. He'll probably, God bless, pass away, and she'll say, "See, I told you." Relationship. We're in relationship to everything. It's up to each one of us to choose every day to honor and to respect ourselves, to respect our Creator, to respect each other, and to respect our money. Money's good. It's God in action. And the more we honor that, the more it honors us. Everything works that way. So let's take that into prayer. And so just recognizing that there's only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence, no matter what name you call it, Spirit, the Divine, the Beloved, there is only one life, and that life is magnificent. It is abundant. It is prosperous. It is joy-filled. It is everywhere present in the seen and the unseen. There is so much good surrounding us and taking place in everything. For we each are the beloved place where God shows up in unique, unique divine expression. And we celebrate this together. We celebrate the joy and the magnificence of this life. And as we make the choices, more and more good comes to us. And we bless our money. We bless everything that we give out, knowing and accepting that it returns to us multiplied, magnified. Because this is how life works. As we bless, we are blessed in return. As we give, we receive in return. And where there is a need for any healing to take place today, I call forth that miracle-working power of God to renew and restore any aspect of your life that is desiring to be lifted up in this morning, in this moment, and this morning. Because as we believe, we know it is. It shall be. It answers. So our willingness to let go of any old beliefs that no longer serve us and to claim and accept our personal power uniquely expressing in us as us is this that I know is taking place. And so much greater than what I can speak in words is already happening in the mind of God. And I trust this divine mind as I release my word into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes. Returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied and magnified, we are full of it. We are full of life and full of the divine. And we give thanks for that. And we just allow God to do God's work. We get out of the way. And if you're in agreement with anything I've said here this morning or you would like to be, please join me in saying, and so it is, so it shall be. Amen.